This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon sending 5,000 active duty U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border by the end of this week to prepare for the arrival of a Central American migrant caravan that could still be weeks from arriving at the border. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says some of the troops are already on their way.
We have about 800 soldiers that are on their way to Texas right now.
On another immigration issue, President Trump says he may sign an executive order that would end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are heading to Pittsburgh today, where they'll honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting massacre that killed 11 and wounded 6. The suspect Robert Bauer is now behind bars, facing 29 federal counts. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The man accused of sending over a dozen possibly explosive devices to high-profile Democrats in recent weeks remains behind bars in Miami. Cesar Sayoc's lawyer says the evidence against his client is weak. However, reports are prosecutors have found a list of over 100 possible targets that Sayoc had in mind. In an interview done with Fox News, The Ingram Angle, that aired last night, President Trump was asked about whether he'll be answering questions for the special counsel in the Russia probe.
Written questions to Mueller's, written answers to his questions.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to do anything because we didn't do anything. But we will probably do something, yes, where we'll respond to some questions.
Red Sox Nation is counting the hours now until their victory parade in Boston. The Red Sox winning the World Series in 5 games over the L.A. Dodgers the other night. And that parade is set to kick off tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reports are an Indonesian jetliner that crashed early Monday was having problems during its previous flight. The two-month-old Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet plunged into the Java Sea early Monday, just 13 minutes after taking off from Jakarta, heading for an island off Sumatra, its pilot requesting clearance to return to the airport just a couple of minutes after takeoff, indicating there was a problem, though the cause is still uncertain. Two passengers on the plane's previous flight from Bali to Jakarta on Sunday described issues that caused them some alarm, one telling TV1 the plane dropped suddenly several times in the first few minutes of its flight, and that caused some passengers to get sick. Another said the jet's takeoff on that earlier flight was delayed because the crew said there was some type of technical problem. A team from Boeing is assisting with the investigation into why the aircraft crashed. Three children are dead after being struck and killed by a vehicle while boarding a school bus in northern Indiana this morning. Police say the crash happened in a rural area of Fulton County. They say the kids were all from one family. No word yet, though, on their ages, nor on the status of the driver who struck the kids with a truck. And to close on a lighter note, Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson holds the new NBA record for most three-pointers in a game. He nailed 14 of them last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in and activating your citizenry. This is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means, hey, look at, we the people got to do our job. We got to, be true to the lane that we're called to operate in and to hold our government accountable. Well, President Trump is in Pittsburgh. He is there, doing what he should be doing as president, leading the way of a country this mourning for its fellow citizens that were gunned down. And of course, the temperament of the media being what it is, they want to report a lot of the negative, some exceptions there, and because of the way this whole situation has been reported, it's no wonder. And they continue to agitate this incivility and then question why we don't have civility. I'm not sure I understand this. Dr. John Lott is with us, national columnist, top-selling author, and he is here to give us his perspective on how the synagogue shooting could have been stopped. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing good. Good to talk to you again.
John, what is it about this, kind of convoluted, mindset that we have? We want to be civil, but yet we continue to be uncivil. So we're just not playing our part in it. I guess we're just happy to be uncivil and maybe just talk about it, but really not mean it.
Right. Well, I mean, I would blame the media a lot for this type of incivility. But let me take a step back. I think there's a reason why politics generally has gotten less civil over the decades, and that is more is at stake. As the government's gotten bigger, gotten more involved in our lives, people care a lot more who's running the government. If, 100 years ago, the federal government was about 2% of GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 25%, and we have whole new areas of regulation in our lives that nobody would have even thought about 50 years ago.
That's a good point.
And it's everything from the court battles on who gets on the court. I mean, you go back 100 years ago, or even less, and you would have a Republican president appoint a Democrat to be a Supreme Court justice, even though the Republicans even controlled the Senate at that time. You had Herbert Hoover appoint Benjamin Cardozo, and Hoover, when he went out there, he said, "I just want to put the smartest person on the Supreme Court." And when he asked people, they said the smartest person was Cardozo.
Right.
You had Democratic presidents appoint Republican appeals court judges. You know, nothing like that would happen now. And there are basically two reasons. One is, back then, whether it was Republican or Democrat, you kind of assumed they would read the law and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some differences in interpretation, but usually the law was pretty clear, and so you were kind of limited. Now, judges kind of view themselves more as, legislators. But also the amount that's involved. I mean, since the 1960s to now, the amount of cases per capita that go to the circuit courts, which are the level right below the Supreme Court, is grown by like 12 times.
Wow.
And that's because, you know, we have whole new regulatory agencies at the federal level, the Environmental Protection Agency, labor laws, discriminatory actions. I mean, you could go on forever listing the financial regulatory bodies and other things that put out rules that we didn't have before. And so that opens up whole new areas of federal law that the courts have to get involved with in determining what our lives are going to be like. So, you know, I think the irony is that if you want to go and reduce the amount of rancor that's there, you're going to have to reduce the federal government's involvement in people's lives. But, you know, obviously, Democrats want to increase the involvement in people's lives.
And that's been their drive from day one. Yeah, bigger government. They really don't look at we the people as being a group that can self-rule, self-regulate, do the right thing. You know, you got to have big government, and you know, this was the big fight. I mean, the essence of the Kavanaugh confirmation was that, you know, who was going to run the country? Was the people going to run the country, or was it going to be the Democrats being able to use activists, judges, to their benefit?
Right. And it also explains things like why so much money is spent on political campaigns. You know, if the federal government was 2% of GDP, do you think people would want to spend as much money determining who is going to win to spend the money or pass the regulations?
Exactly.
The answer seems pretty clearly no.
Well, yeah, I mean, the system is fixed. So, John, I mean, what you're bringing up here is it requires, you know, I mean, Barack Obama talked about fundamental transformation, but I don't think he had the transformation in mind that you're talking about here that would empower the people again. I mean, Donald Trump said on his inauguration speech, that today was going to be a turning point for this country, that the country once again was going to be a government of, for, by, we the people. Well, there are, as we know, because of the deep state, this growing, you know, bureaucracy that has expanded like the blob and has taken over so much a part of our lives. And it's all, I mean, they've got their tentacles in going deep, and they're well established. How do we blow them out of the water here?
Right. Well, a lot's going to have to do with things like the upcoming election that you're going to have in a week. Do you want individuals to make decisions on what's in their health insurance, or do you want the federal government to be making those decisions? It's those types of issues which are going to determine how much these things are fought over in the future. I mean, if the federal government determines what your insurance is going to cover and exactly how much you're going to pay, then people who care about what's in their insurance policies are going to have to spend money to make sure that their guy gets elected. They're
exactly.
going to have to fight hard over who's going to be the judges who are going to be ruling on whether certain things are properly included or not. But if individuals get to decide that for themselves, then you don't need to go to a politician to go and lobby or call him up or tell him how you want him to vote or go and contact a regulatory agency. You just make that decision yourself.
Yeah. But, John, when they've been so conditioned to think otherwise, to think that they need to rely on the government, boy, this is like we're like addicts. you know, we need a 12-step program in order to find our way back to what our founding fathers intended for us and what our U.S. Constitution stipulates, do we not?
Right. Well, I mean, you don't even have to go back that far. I mean, you go back 50 years or so.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, obviously things were dramatically different. People.
Exactly. Hey, John, we got to go to break. Hang in there with me. More from Dr. John Lott on the other side of the break. How the synagogue shooting could have been stopped. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right now, Bill Martinez live.
His name is Jesus. His name is freedom. He's broken every chain, washed away every stain. His name is mercy. His name is worthy. Worthy to take my place. Oh, what amazing grace.
fresh and very independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. With 11 people killed at the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue, Americans want something done that would actually make a difference. The question is, could that be eliminating gun-free zones? Dr. John Lott, national columnist, top-selling author, is here to break it down for us. John, what do you say?
All right. Well, it makes me appreciate Trump being president. I can't imagine any other president when he was asked. I mean, the first question was asked after the massacre, the tragedy that we saw, was he didn't think any of the gun control laws that kept on being pushed would have made a difference, and that he had hoped that somebody there would have had a concealed handgun in order to stop the attack. And I think he's exactly right. I mean, one can't go and look at how these killers, time after time, keep on picking places where victims aren't able to defend themselves to attack. They may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They want to kill as many people as possible. And they know if they go to a target, a gun-free zone, where victims aren't able to defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people than they would have otherwise. You know, this
exactly.
Synagogue had armed security that they would have on high holy days, but they said they couldn't afford it financially for the rest of the year, so they left themselves unprotected. And you know, they don't need to have armed guards. You know, one of the problems with having an armed guard in uniform anyway is that they're readily identifiable. A killer that goes into a place, if he knows that only people in uniform have a gun, and there's, let's say, one armed guard there, you go and kill him, you have free reign.
Exactly.
The benefit of having a permanent concealed handgun is it makes it much more dangerous for these killers. It takes away their strategic advantages that they have, because these killers then don't know who it is that might be able to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it even makes the job, if you're going to have an armed security guard, their job safer, because if the killer comes in and he starts to go after the security guard, he reveals his position and maybe somebody behind him or to the side has a permanent concealed handgun and is able to stop him. You know, the media bias on this weekend was just amazing, because at the same time the Sunday morning talk shows were ravaging Trump for even suggesting that somebody there have a concealed handgun to stop it.
Right.
They were bringing up cases like last week where in Louisville a man attacked a Kroger grocery store trying to shoot blacks and killing two of them. What they failed to mention, every one of the shows failed to mention, even though when they would bring this up, is that the killer there was stopped by a concealed carry permit holder.
Exactly.
They would even go so far as to quote part of what the killer said, where he said, you know, whites don't shoot whites. But the reason why he said whites don't shoot whites is because the concealed carry permit holder was pointing his, who was white,
yes,
was pointing his gun at this killer to stop him from killing more blacks. And the beginning of the quote was, "Don't shoot me." And as soon as they exchanged gunfire, the killer ran away from the scene. And so somehow these guys, I mean, you know why they didn't want to bring it up? Because it would have destroyed their whole argument that they
exactly.
just made attacking Trump.
Right.
And yet they could selectively pick part of a quote and ignore the fact that you had this case. On our website at crimeresearch.org, we have postings of literally dozens of cases in just the last couple years around the country where permanent concealed handgun holders have stopped mass public shootings. There was just a case a couple days ago in Alabama at a McDonald's where a man burst into the restaurant, immediately started firing and shooting at people. A father who was there with his kid was wounded, and in response, he pulled out his permanent concealed handgun and fatally shot the attacker that was there. I mean, God, you know, workers in the McDonald's there say, thank God.
Exactly.
That this person had his permit concealed handgun, because they believe that they would have been killed if he hadn't been there to stop the attack. I mean, the guy started firing as soon as he went into the restaurant. You know, not a robbery, it appears, where he would just go and ask somebody to turn over the money. You don't go and shoot the cash register person if you're going to go and just rob the place.
Exactly.
And
right.
So, you know, I could go through case after case like this. They rarely get national news attention when these happen. I mean, these Louisville cases and the one in Alabama are different in that they're starting now to get a little bit of national news attention. But, you know, the other thing that Trump said and that the media went after him on was he said this type of violence occurs all around the world. He couldn't be more correct. In fact, if you look at these types of mass public shootings, we put out a research report a couple months ago showing that the United States was well below the world average in terms of these types of mass public shootings. People may not know, but just over a week ago, there was a big attack at a school in Crimea where a student shot up his school, killing 20 people and wounding 65 others. You know, it's just these things happen all around the world, even in countries like Russia, which has incredibly strict gun control laws.
I was going to say, what was the gun control, you know, regulations there in Crimea, and was it a soft target, unprotected, just like many of the schools here are in this country?
It was a soft target. It was a place where nobody else had a gun, where people weren't allowed to go and have guns, and they have incredibly strict licensing of guns in Russia. But you saw the New York Times on Sunday come out with an article saying, you know, President Trump asserts or makes the assertion that these gun laws wouldn't have a benefit that the Democrats were pushing, the assault weapons ban and these background checks on private transfers. There's not one mass public shooting in the last 20 years, basically, that would have been stopped by having these background checks on private transfers of guns.
But yet, they admit it, and the Dems admit that it wouldn't really make that big a difference, but yet they continue to go blindly, and the mainstream media is right with them, and it's no wonder this fake news is hurting us. I mean, it is compromising the conversation and the debate to where we can reasonably come up with a solution, does it not?
Even the term fake news, when the media keeps on saying, well, the president's condemning the news media, he's not condemning the news media. What he says all the time is fake news is the enemy of the people.
Right.
And somehow the media can't even report that correctly. They have to say he's saying the news media is. And when something gets something wrong, okay, if they put out false information, what is the problem with the president going and calling them on putting out that stuff? But but this is another example. So when the New York Times would quote all the Democrats and all the different types of gun control laws that Nancy Pelosi wanted and the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania wants to have, they never would write, and they're asserting or they're making assertions. They would just say, you know, what they want to have.
Exactly. Well, John, what was it about the report, which, of course, went very underreported, something like 162,000 there were incidences where a situation of, you know, a mass shooting was averted because of a concealed carry confrontation, and this was averted. So I think there was 162,000 was the report. You might have the better figure.
Yeah, I don't know a precise number on that. I mean, I can point to cases where mass public
right.
shootings have been...
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there.
Were
Thank you, John.
Scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. something. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon sending 5,000 active duty U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border by the end of this week to prepare for the arrival of a Central American migrant caravan that could still be weeks from arriving at the border. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says some of the troops are already on their way.
We have about 800 soldiers that are on their way to Texas right now.
On another immigration issue, President Trump says he may sign an executive order that would end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are heading to Pittsburgh today, where they'll honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting massacre that killed 11 and wounded 6. The suspect Robert Bauer is now behind bars, facing 29 federal counts. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
God help me.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Just a real quick postscript here to the discussion with John Lott. Go to the website, crimeresearch.org. That is his website. Author of the book, of course, More Guns, Less Crime. John is a brilliant resource in helping us understand what is going on and this whole pressure on gun control and, you know, getting to the truth of the matter. Sadly, the media doesn't want us to know the whole truth and nothing but, just as John pointed out, they edited things that were said, you know, to fit their narrative. And this is disturbing. I mean, this really puts us at odds with the truth. And then we're sitting here continuing to be vulnerable to these gun-free zones. I think I shared with you quite a while ago, I think last year I was going to a theater and there were signs that were up. I mean, this is in Florida, so this particular theater thought it was wise for them to declare that that the theater was a gun-free zone. I mean, this is on the heels of, you know, people going into movie theaters, Aurora, Colorado, for example, which stands out mostly, going into a movie theater knowing that it was a soft target. There was nobody there with a gun. And so here he comes in, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel. And we're the fish. Thank you very much. Whether it was this theater operation or other areas of soft targets, schools are starting to get the message, especially what happened in Florida again. You know, how many shootings are going to take place? You know, here we now we have a shooting in a synagogue. Many churches across the country have realized that there is a war on religion, and people will come after whatever they think is the problem. And in this particular case with what happened in Pittsburgh, somebody, you know, thinking that, hey, Jews are to blame, and he was there to kill as many Jews as he could. Soft target, nobody was there. Quite ironic, as John pointed out, that during the high holidays, they have enforcement there, they have protection there, but on a normal day, a day that they're celebrating Shabbat, I believe there was a bris that was also taking place there at the same time, or just prior to, and this individual was able to come in on, you know, without any kind of resistance whatsoever, and shooting up the place. And look at 11 people, and probably by the grace of God, you know, there could have been so many more. But churches across the country, synagogues, are getting the message that they need to be protected, that, you know, we can't control society right now. And particularly as it relates to, you know, the Jewish faith. You know, we mentioned this earlier in the week and last week as well, is that this whole BDS movement is part and parcel and contributory to, you know, some of this perception that is put out there in the marketplace. And, you know, it is amazing to me how they want to blame President Trump. You know, as John was pointing out, they just find a way to twist things, and, you know, they're blaming our president for the shooting. I mean, they've really got to, you know, work themselves into some sort of pretzel logic to do that. But there are many people that are willing, you know, that are just culpable because they hate Donald Trump so much. It's like, okay, let's blame him for everything. You know, if it's a bad weather day, we're going to blame him, a hurricane. You know, blame Donald Trump. Amazingly, in his first 2 years of this administration, look what he's been able to do. And again, I reference, you know, then Justice Kavanaugh's statement about his mom, you know, who was a prosecutor. You know, use your common sense. You know, that's which is reasonable is reasonable. That's which isn't. I mean, you know, what happened to common sense? We just have to let go of that and just believe the mainstream media. And as we were talking earlier with Andrew Yarrow, is government gotten so big? We're just so reliant that we can't even wipe our own noses anymore without the government being involved and regulation being there. I mean, this is what it's come down to. I mean, it's no wonder that we have this growing entitlement class here in the government, because this is what this government, which was against every warning and against every principle that our founding fathers fought for and warned us about, said, look, this is going to happen. You know, if you start rewarding the wrong behavior, you're going to get more of the same. So is it any wonder that it's now gone to the point where you've got such a huge number of Americans who really think? I mean, I can't, it's hard for me to get my brain around this, but I accept them for what they say, is that they believe socialism is the answer. You know, wow. Well, tell me about it. Why do you think socialism is the answer? Because I look back, you know, as somebody who's interested in history, and I look back for the empirical evidence, anything, whether it has to do with business or government, say, okay, show me where it's worked. Give me some precedent. Let me get excited about your idea because it has worked other ways. Or that, you know, in this particular case, here is a great opportunity. Well, there have been other countries that thought, okay, socialism was the way to go until they found out it wasn't. Look at Venezuela. Here it is. I mean, it's such a stark contrast. Because here's a country that had it made. They were rolling along. They were wealthy. But they make a turn to socialism. And here they're faced with, can you imagine inflation at 1,000,000%? I mean, can you get your brain around that? 1,000,000% is what inflation is in Venezuela. Is it any wonder people are running out of there? Looking for a caravan to join up with. They say, these guys are nuts. But, you know, it's really incumbent upon the people in their country to control their governments, to do what they can. But the people voted this in because they bought into the big lie that, oh, the government will take care of you. Well, as always the case, outside of a free republic, you know, what happens is these leaders take care of themselves. Thank you very much. They're doing okay. You know, they live in the nice houses, get all the new cars and everything else. But Main Street is ignored until, you know, whatever, Main Street finally has enough of it and decides, okay, they're going to revolt. But, of course, when you've got, you know, a government that's taken away your guns, has neutralized you to your lowest common denominator, you know, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot at risk here, including your lives, your families, your treasure, everything involved here, whatever treasure remains. But until it gets so unbearable that the people have no other recourse, kind of like what happened here in America, you declare your independence and you mount up an opposition in order to reclaim your country again. But until then, you've got people leaving their country en masse. They're emptying out, and they got to empty out to somewhere. And even though international law says you empty out to your nearest bordering country, let that go. Let's just violate international law, and we're going to just head to head north to America, because that's where the golden ticket is. And keep in mind, as we were talking before, I think Gallup did a poll, something like 170 million, somewhere in that vicinity. 170 million people around the world said, hey, yeah, hey, you open up the gates in America, I want to be there. But, you know, good immigration policy says you got to come in responsibly, you got to pay your way. You got to be able to come in such a way to where you're not a pronounced liability, you know, to the country. And if you want to come in and visit, yeah, you can come in and visit. But you've got to acknowledge and obey our laws. You still have to do that. If you want to come in and you want to be a resident, then again, you still have to obey the laws. You're not necessarily assimilating, but you've got to do it. But if you want to become a citizen, then at that point, you make the declaration that you're no longer loyal to your home country. You're coming here to be an American, first of all, and you're going to add to the proposition of the great American experiment. So you let go of all other loyalties. You're loyal to the United States. And the next step is you assimilate. You've got to come in. You bring in your culture. You bring in your resources, your natural giftings, and add to the proposition of, you know, the ideals of this great country. This is where we all rise and we all unify and we're all better as a result of it. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed? The left is unhinged!
As the president's rhetoric, Senator, against the news media, including CNN, calling us the enemy of the American people, for example, fake news, has that stoked these violent tendencies, at least in some people?
Well, I think that that's obvious.
Let's remember, we have a president who has talked for a couple of years now about imprisoning his political rival in Hillary Clinton, who has encouraged violence against the media.
It's hard to see this outside of the context of the president's hostility towards Mrs. Clinton, who tried to briefly speak towards unity, towards Barack Obama, towards George Soros.
The president and his allies, they need to dial down the political rhetoric. They are making people less safe. They are making journalists, let's say.
Look, we don't know who did this. We don't know what their motive was.
Right.
But it's a very obvious threat. And maybe it's meant as a ruse, but it's an obvious threat. The Obamas, the Clintons, yeah. John Brennan, CNN, George Soros. These are people and organizations that President Trump continually attacks. Mm-hmm.
They're all people that Donald Trump hates. They are all people that he has used violent, ugly, incendiary rhetoric against, whether it's journalists like CNN, where the John Brennan letter was addressed, or Hillary Clinton, you know, from the locker-up chants.
Oh, and, you know, I was been texting with my former colleagues at CNN, and they're scared. And one colleague, former colleague, said, "This is what happened when the president calls you the enemy of the people."
That's right.
And I thought, my gosh, you know, it's the tone is coming from the top, and now CNN has become a target. Journalists that are simply trying to do
and we did.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, the question is, you know, they say this is what happens when the president says you're the enemy of the people. What is the enemy of the people? You know, as our earlier guest, Andrew Yarrow, pointed out, it's not so much the institution as it is some individuals, and they know who they are. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, if the shoe fits, go ahead. I mean, it belongs to you. That's your shoe. If you're putting out fake news and you're going out of the way to, deceive people, then, look at, you need to be called out on it. But their way of dealing with it, and some others, is just saying, well, it's the crazy president, you know, who wants to pay attention. But the fact of the matter is that, as we've said many times on the show, you know, there's brilliant journalists out there, and we need them working on behalf of the people. That's their lane to operate in, as they are to hold our government in check. Not control government, you know, as smart as they may think that they are, they're not privy, or they're not supposed to be anyway, although some have found a way to be privy to confidential information. But for the most part, you know, the president gets a briefing every day. He understands all the threats. He is kept up to date as to what's going on. We don't know about so many of these things, but everybody wants to offer, their great two cents in it. That's fine. It's opinion, freedom of speech, you can do that. And then you can find out later on how far you missed the mark. But when you're purposely misreporting things to force an agenda, you know, it's kind of like we're talking with John Lott. I mean, you know, here's all the empirical evidence about situations where you have a gun-free zone versus an area where concealed carry is allowed, and what happens. You know, that's why he wrote the book, More Guns, Less Crime. I mean, it's just so obvious. But it's so obvious that people, you know, want to go out of their way to ignore the facts and put our students at risk, put our families at risk, our churches and synagogues, on down the line, all in the name of, we just can't have guns here. Well, the fact of the matter is that we live in a world that is not all that benign. There is evil all around. And what happens when you embrace lawlessness, which I believe this country has been doing, and clearly abandoning the rule of law, whether it has to do with immigration or other issues, you can just look at it and say, wow, you know, are we really being faithful to the rule of law? And as I said earlier, when you break the law, it metastasizes. You know, it's like that little bit of leaven that you hear about in the Bible. It doesn't take a bunch of it to spread, and it infects everything. It infects, more than anything else, is our own perception and how we see things. And it's really messed up. And the cost of it is our fellow citizens. It's our family members that we put at risk because we're not seeing things through the lens of truth and reality. We've got some sort of alternative universe that we want to create it's utopian. It's unrealistic. It doesn't happen. I mean, we've got evil people. I mean, this is a thing, just like whether it's Gosnell. You come out of the Gosnell movie and you say, God, how many more Gosnells are there out there? As we were talking with Ann McElhaney, you know, how many more are there? But, you know, I don't see the government, you know, pursuing this, because guess what? You know, Planned Parenthood and the whole abortion industry is, that's hallowed ground. You can't go there. You got to be careful. I mean, you get a citizen journalist who goes there and interviews people from Planned Parenthood, and you catch them breaking the law. They're selling baby parts, and they just laugh about it, and it's no big deal, and it's all very casual. And who ends up in jail? Not the people that broke the law. The guy, the whistleblower. The guy on behalf of, you know, families and these children. He gives them a voice by saying, hey, this is what they're doing. This is what abortion has come down to. But, oh, we can't deal with that, because what's most important is the woman's right to her body. And so that trumps everything. So that's okay to rip babies out of their wombs, do damage to them, and dare I say, even psychological damage that, you know, that we can't, we're not even, we don't want to get our brains around. But I'll tell you what, there are many women, and dare I say, millions of women across America that cry silently, that are, the pain of what they had decided to do, all under the guise that the good housekeeping seal of approval by our government was upon it. It was all okay. It must be okay. I mean, or the government wouldn't have said it'd be okay. Our Supreme Court wouldn't have said it's okay. It's okay to kill your baby. But, you know, 60 million babies later, and empirical evidence, anecdotal information that comes from would-be mothers who said, wow, what have I done? You know, the horror of it all. In fact, we're going to be interviewing and talking with a teacher, a professor, who, I'll tell you, it's a powerful story what she went through. and the decision that she had to make. I mean, she was going to deliver a child that the doctor said, look at the, you know, it's not going to have, the child's not going to last long, and you need to abort this child. I mean, it was just clear, the evidence, but she goes, no, I don't want to go through the abortion. And she delivered the child, and so the child's birthday and death day is exactly the same day. But it brings up, you know, for her, and this story is so powerful, it brings back into focus, just like the Gosnell story is what is the value of life? You know, do we hold to the value of life, or is it just, it's all disposable for the sake of our own convenience? Is that what it's come down to? And you think you're not going to pay for that? You think society's not going to pay a price for that? I mean, you know, practically speaking, you know, some have said that with the 60 million babies, we've annihilated an entire generation labor force.
Okay.
And what do we got? We got more jobs than people right now. Is that telling us anything? Can you connect the dots there? Not to mention, of the 60 million, how many of those had an aptly spoken word? They had giftings and talents that could solve so many problems. Maybe future presidents. I don't know. We'll never know because they're gone. And they're gone because our society has chosen convenience over life. And that's really sad commentary. But, you know, the Gosnell movie was so disturbing, and they fought. And I got to hand it to Ann and Phelan and all those associated with the Gosnell movie, because they fought the good fight. I mean, they did everything they could do in raising funds, and they were blocked to crowdfund. You know, some of these organizations wouldn't let them. Facebook certainly wouldn't let them do it because, you know, hey, look at, you know, abortion. Holy Grail, you know, this is it. We can't talk about abortion. You know, that's a problem. That invades a woman's right. You know, but what are we? We're standing by, watching women go head on into cement walls, and it's all okay. I mean, it's okay. You know, for some guys, it's convenient because, hey, look, you know, I don't have to be a dad. You know, I can just go and hook up and. You know, that's her problem. It's not my problem. I mean, this thing, there's so many dimensions to this. As Dr. Yarrow pointed out, it's a complex deal. But that's life. Life is complex. So you just can't, you know, throw a pebble out in the lake of life and not see those ripples and how they go out and affect so many other aspects of our life and our family, our respect for life, how we treat others, the lack of civility. The fact that, you know, we can seemingly be so casual about life, like we treat an everyday person like there's some, you know, some character in a video game. You know, no big deal. You know, they're gone. Whatever. I mean, this is, again, this is all, we got to look at this thing holistically and on all levels. But more importantly, see, we have an individual decision to make, as I said earlier. You know, to be that change that you want to see in others. You know, as much as it would count on you, be that person. You know, you've heard me say before about revival. You know, we all pray about revival. Well, go be a revival of one. Okay? All it does take one. You know, like any match, any spark, all it does take a spark. You know, and when I look over this country today and I look at our society and I look around the world, wow, I mean, you know, we're ripe for ignition. I mean, people are empty. They are hurting. As I said, they want, as I was talking with Maria, you know, they want acknowledgement. You know, people are lonely right now, and they're ripe for this. And so beyond praying, go out and be. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, right here on the
Folks,
SPG Radio
This is
Network.
Very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day, without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is George.